Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. So, all right. We know with the vaccine, this was going to be a big, big job. But when you have a situation in Harrisburg where your elected representatives can't get an answer, can't be involved with the health directors or Wolf or somebody there, and where they can't throw their weight around in a good way and tell them what they're experiencing and an idea maybe, can't we do this to facilitate getting more people vaccinated? You have a real problem. Well, this has been going on for a year. You know my theory why? The emergency powers guy. Well, thank God the Bucks County Republicans are introducing legislation to require COVID-19 vaccines to be distributed to counties based on population. Joining us is one of those Republicans out in Bucks County, Representative Frank Farrey on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show. Where is your district exactly in Bucks County, Frank?
I have Langhorne, Middletown, Lower Southampton, and Upper Southampton.
Oh, boy, that's like middle America, Bucks County, right there.
Yeah, it's great. We run from the Philly border right into the heart of Bucks County.
Yep. So tell me, when you guys try to get some answers, well, first of all, I'm looking at some of the stats. According to the reporting, you received 13,103 dosages per 100,000 residents. And yet Montour County, which I couldn't find with multiple maps, got 164,000 dosages per 100,000 residents. Why?
It's actually insane. And if I can just jump back to the beginning for a second, we've known a vaccine's been coming, right? We knew, our president had warp speed in full effect. We're essentially setting records and getting approvals for this much needed vaccine for the residents of our community. And the planning and logistics, which should have been put in place, and by the way, I'm a longtime first responder and all, like, this makes me absolutely insane because you know what? All the planning and logistics should have been done. You can modify your plans as the supply ebbs and flows, but everything should have been in place. There should have been a structure. I don't know why there wasn't. And whether that's run through emergency management or it's run through the fine men and women in our National Guard who are also trained in planning and logistics, that should have been all set up in the fall because we knew the vaccines were coming.
Exactly.
That absolutely has not happened. We're making decisions from the seat of our pants, and not we as in the legislators. I'm talking about the administration. And, you know, our county commissioners have been very active and outspoken, even though they're the same party as the governor, which, you know, I appreciate the efforts they've put forth. And they gave us a heads up. They're like, look, we're getting a disproportionate share. And the other suburban counties are in the same position. And we had a call. We wrote a letter, the seven of us from Bucks. We wrote a letter probably 4 weeks ago. There was a call scheduled. It had a hard 30-minute stop. It was with one of the deputy secretaries. Many of us asked questions. One of my colleagues, Wendy Thomas, here from Bucks County, you know, asked about the formula they're using, and we're told the formula is population 65 and older, number of deaths, number of cases. Well, Bucks has had 45,000 cases, right? So, pretty significant number. The deaths, you know, to some degree are, you know, it's terrible what has happened to people. you know, losing loved ones and the like. But, you know, in terms of getting shots in people's arms right now, we need it actively done by a formulary that actually works. So, you know, Wendy had asked, Representative Thomas had asked, what, you know, in terms of cases, is that cases since last March? Is that cases in the last 30 days? Is it cases in the last 10 days? Because obviously if there's an uptick in a particular county, maybe you want to send some more vaccines there. And right. We couldn't get an answer on that.
Wait a minute. Can I take it back, Representative, to a
sure.
hard stop with 30 minutes? Right there. You're our elected representative. There's seven of you. Stop it already with your hard stop at 30 minutes here. You got to answer the questions. That's what you're there for. What the heck else are you doing that you can't answer your questions?
And actually, it was a call that had our Democrat colleagues on there, too. So you have 10 reps from Bucks County, and you had our county officials on there. So you had 13 elected officials, either directly or through staff, that were on the call, and they had a hard stop. Now, think about it. You put 13 elected officials on a phone call. I mean, there's not enough airtime for 30 minutes.
You put me on there, and I'm just barely getting started, Frank. I agree.
Yep. So what has happened is, as we've continued to not get answers, a call was scheduled yesterday. It was canceled. It's now moved to Sunday because they want to make sure they're giving us accurate data. Well, they're the ones that are supposed to have the data. Like they're, I can sit here and bash them forever. You know, where I am is very simple, and that's what the impetus of this legislation was. Whatever has been messed up to this moment forward, or to this moment from the past, you know, we can't fix at this moment. All we can do is make it better moving forward. So I can't put a shot in somebody's arm last week when we didn't have the proper amount of doses last week. But we can get caught up on the doses
yes.
we should have had all along. And the legislation is very simple. It does three things. It just get rid of this formula and just do it by population. The federal government is sending the vaccines to the states based on the state's population. Why shouldn't the state be doing the same thing for the counties? So that's one. Two, for counties that have been shortchanged, it requires that they get caught up. So whatever that shortfall was, if Bucks County had a shortfall of 30,000 shots, guess what? The next distribution is going to have an additional 30,000 shots for Bucks County to get them caught up. So everybody will be proportionally accurate across the Commonwealth. And the final thing it does is we are one of the few counties, and the populous ones around Philly, all either have a Board of Health or a contract with the Department of Health, and it requires the vaccines to go to the County Department of Health. They're on the ground here. They're not out in Harrisburg. They're here. They know what the situation is. They know what the needs are, and the shots should be going to them, not fragmented, going all over the place. I mean, we have residents that have signed up for 11 different portals to get shots. The public should not be being put through that. It should be centralized. We can centralize it at the county level, and the county can prioritize based on need because they're here and they know what's going on. So it does those three things. We had similar legislation that passed the House last fall that actually would have required all the business mitigation decisions. As you know, there were closures and there's waivers and there's this and there's that we went through, you know, last spring
right,
and summer.
Sure.
It would require that if a county has a Department of Health, those decisions are made at the County Department of Health level, not out in Harrisburg. You know, government's the best closest to the people. And you know what? Why have a Department of Health if the state's going to rule us in a fiefdom? You know, our folks should be making the decisions here. They know what's going on here. So, but we should never have to legislate this.
Yeah.
I mean, the mere conversation, and you know, legislative process is not the fastest, but we felt it was important to introduce the bill, start the conversation on what should be right, even though we've been having that conversation. And if we need to take legislative efforts to do this, then that's pretty unfortunate because that means this problem has not been resolved. The State Department of Health could resolve this problem at a moment. They could very simply say, we're done with the formula. We're going by population. We know we have to catch up with certain counties. We're going to work on that over the next couple weeks. And, you know, give us 3 weeks and everybody will be at the level field where they need to be. And, hey, County Departments of Health, here's the shots. They're coming to you, and you can set up your clinics or disperse them to the hospitals and the medical providers.
Well, look, we have them on frequently, Frank. Dr. David Damsker, this guy ought to be in charge of the state, and things would be a lot better. The points you just made are so obvious. I just don't know how you put up with this every day. I have been pitching May 18th, this nonsense of emergency powers, lack of transparency. We have a chance to take some of that away. But in the interim, you're doing the right thing because my listeners say it's like a scavenger hunt. in Bucks County and Montgomery County and all that to get a shot.
Yeah, my mom, who is, you know, 1A, literally still has not gotten her shot yet. She's been so frustrated searching around to get, you know, signed up. She told me last night she found a pharmacy that she's actually scheduled next week to get her first shot. But, I mean, and it's not because it's my mom, but how many other people's moms or spouses or whatever are going through the same thing? I mean, and some of these people aren't technologically sophisticated, you know, and they're trying to search on portals and trying to figure this all out. It's not an efficient system. And also think about this. When you're signing up at various different portals, what if two of them contact you? What if portal A contacts you and says, hey, we're going to vaccinate you on Friday? Then portal B contacts you and says, hey, we're going to vaccinate you on Thursday. How many people are not even canceling Friday's appointment, right? So you have logistical issues there. You have wasted time there. You know, I had one woman call that wanted to cancel her Friday appointment, but there was no cancellation option on the portal, and like there wasn't a phone number that she could call. But she was trying to do the right thing because she actually, her date got moved up through a different portal. It's just insane to me. And like you said, it's common sense. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. And we've tried to point it out. We've tried to be polite about it. But now it's time for us to ramp up our legislative efforts. And,
I gotcha.
It should never come to that. But, you know, that's where we are. We'll see what this call on Sunday brings forward. But the State Department of Health can solve this problem now. The failings of the past leadership there, you know, we were all very hopeful with some new leadership there that things will go in a better direction. I will try and remain hopeful until I have no hope. But, I mean, they can do it better moving forward. From this moment forward, it can be done better.
Well, thank you. And I hope you consider coming back after you know what happens on Sunday after that call.
Sure. Sounds great.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks
very
much. Have a nice week.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.